It's our turn to give back, our turn to enrich and protect, to embrace a new era with clearer understanding, with open eyes and selfless hearts. Join us. We can't do this alone. She practiced for 2 hours a day till she was an expert. One of her tricks was to wait at the bottom of some church steps. As a rich gentleman walked past, she would hold out her hand so he could help her up the steps. When she let go of his hand, his wedding ring would be missing. I recall the banks menaced by wasps, swollen on summer sap, a cement hollow, stuck with their strange cradles, a woozy stench of damp clay, the blunt poison of water snakes. I do remember someone close, warm flesh pushed to the sand, the ocean a dark noise, echoing gulls and a wail of forlorn love, moonlight like yellowed keys on his antique piano. Music across the water. Our song. But some scientists think they can communicate, cooperate, and even wage war. Perhaps plants lead anything but solitary lives. From nurturing their young to eavesdropping on their neighbours, it seems plants are doing and saying quite a bit. We just need to listen. We are in the historic city of York and its expanding suburbs. You might know it for its Gothic minster, Roman walls, and medieval cobbled streets. But its present is just as impressive as its past, and it's just been voted best place to live in Britain. And these five proud York residents would certainly agree. Every day this week, this team of property experts will be behind the doors of different types of homes in the area. They will bring passion and skill to their judging, and between them decide who has the best house in town.